Radio.
Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Brightest Young Things Radio. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Whoa, you're going crazy with the music here. People have no idea.
Oh, sorry, that was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
Oh, there we are.
There we go. That's Baby Bri-Bri. He's a Washington, D.C. native. We have to play Washington, D.C. music on Brightest Young Things Radio. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I'm the managing editor of Brightest Young Things and the host of BYT Radio. We are recording this at Full Service Radio in the Lion Hotel in beautiful Adams Morgan on a very ugly day. It's a horribly ugly day. Jack is producing the show. He's a good man. Occasionally, sometimes he decides to go rogue and play lullabies.
I don't know why.
Sitting with me is a bearded man, definitely the best beard in the room. Similar glasses too. He's like the version of me, but 5 years younger, more in shape, with a thicker beard. Steve Place, everybody. Steve, how are you?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
What's up, guys? Speak to the listener. So I'm listening to a Dick Cavett book. Do you know who Dick Cavett is?
I don't.
Okay, fantastic.
I'm cultured.
How old are you?
I don't know, but my voice.
No, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 30.
Okay. Jack, do you know who Dick Cavett is?
I don't actually.
Really? Google Dick Cavett right now.
Doing it right now. Yeah, let me see here.
I use Bing.
Oh yeah, so. Yeah. No, I know him. Yeah, of course.
Okay, it's interesting because the fact that you guys don't know Dick Cavett makes me convinced no one's gonna know who Conan O'Brien is in 20 years. You know what I mean? Because Dick Cavett was incredibly.
No, but I knew him from the Nixon thing. I didn't put two and two together.
Well, what do you know Conan from?
Oh, I don't know.
Save Conan. At this point, that's like his main gimmick. That's not necessarily good. I like Conan O'Brien. I like Dick Cavett. Anyways, I'm listening. Where the hell was I going in this?
I don't know. Did you read that book, The Comedians, though? It was kind of a history of Conan.
No, the Judd Apatow collection?
I don't think that was it. No, not that one. I forget who wrote this, but it was kind of like a look at comedy from vaudeville to late night.
You have such a calm voice right now. Oh, why are you apologizing? Are you nervous?
No, I'm just like I said, I grew up around Canada, so
okay.
I just apologize all the time.
Where did you grow up?
Well, New Hampshire. It's greater.
That's close. Have you been to Canada?
I went to Montreal once.
Once.
Yeah.
How would you recommend Montreal to the listener at home?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
It was pretty cool.
What about
better than this weather? Like you said, this is ugly.
This is ugly weather.
Steve Bannon weather. Like.
Oh, wow. Controversial statement. Take it back.
Multiple layers are needed.
Don't make fun of fat people just because they're fat. You're making fun of Steve Bannon because he's got acne scars and he's fat. Don't do that.
I just made a layer joke. I think his layering is really comedic. And
Episode 7 of Queer Eye, the tip at the end is if you're a little overweight, you're not secure about your body, layer. And there's a good tip for everyone. It doesn't matter how heavy you are or thin you are. Don't ever make fun of people that are overweight, and don't ever make fun of people with acne scars. You don't know how they got there. Go ahead.
That episode was the Joe episode, right?
What,
the comedian.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I just binge-watched this whole thing. I am obsessed with this show.
Isn't it great?
It made me so happy.
Good. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
We'll focus on that. Yeah. Okay. Did you watch the original series?
I didn't.
Okay. Because you were... I'm trying to think of how old you were when that came out, because it kind of matters. I think you were like 14, 15.
Yeah, probably around there.
And I think I was a freshman in college.
Okay.
Because I'm 5 years older than you. So you were in the eighth grade. And this matters. Yeah. When you're a freshman in college, you kind of care about some of this stuff. Mm. You're like just aware. Like when you're 16 years and you're a boy, do you know about moisturizer?
No.
You don't really shave yet. You kind of have to shave, but like you don't
like
do
a
it.
Weird scum stash.
Exactly. Scum stash. What a great term. Is that a colloquial term? A scum stash?
I think so.
Okay. You need to get closer to the mic, bro.
I need to get closer.
There we go.
I remember just being really self-conscious about like all the, you know, acne products and stuff like that, like Proactive and just like scrubbing.
And that's
all this
why
bullshit
we don't
on my
make
face.
Fun of people with acne scars.
Damn it, you brought it all the way back.
Well, here's why: because we never know why they got there. Okay, currently watching Project Runway All Stars season. I want to say like 15 or 7 or something like that. There's a lot of All Stars that have been going on. Anyways, there's somebody that's gone through a transition, so now he is a she. And due to hormone therapy, the acne is just out of control.
Oh, damn.
Do you think it's appropriate to make fun of an adult with acne?
No.
Okay.
I just thought that Steve Bannon looked like that because of syphilis.
He might look... Okay, what's wrong with syphilis? You don't know how they got syphilis. Maybe
he got it from Donald Trump.
If they got it consensually.
I'm so with you on this, Brandon.
You should never make fun of anyone's ethnicity. Right. You right. don't know how they got there. The only you should make fun of people for a few things. As long as they do something consensually, it's totally fine. Therefore, the reason why this all went back to Dick Cavett is because Dick Cavett, in his in the book of, he released a few years ago, I should get the name of the book for the people listening at home.
He didn't read the book.
No, I'm listening to the book. That's
does
right.
That, does that count?
That absolutely counts. Do you don't think that listening to a book counts as the same as reading a book?
No, I actually agree. I that's caused many an argument, though. In
with
relationships.
Who?
Oh, I don't know. Just like internet people.
I don't care about the internet people. I care about the person listening, and that's what we're getting back to Dick Cavett. It's called Brief Encounters. Anyways.
Brought to you by Audible.
I never will support... You know what? I will support Audible because they gave me a copy of the Laura Palmer Diary, the audiobook, and that was a fascinating... Listen, I'll get to that in a second. In Brief Encounters, written by Dick Cavett and read by Dick Cavett, he brings up to the point that the reason why certain talk shows work, certain hosts works, is because they don't address everyone at home. They address you, the listener, person currently listening, you. You and me, we are in this conversation together. That's it. Not the millions and millions of fans from across the world. They don't matter. What matters is you and me. That's what I was breaking that down for. Anyways,
nice.
Why do you think... listening to books is reading, and who are the people that are telling you that listening to books should not count as consuming literature?
No, I that was just I was just trying to rile people up, you know, the Audible folks at home. They're okay. Just like hit pause on their Amazon Fire and just like
have you listened to audiobooks?
I haven't.
Jack?
Yes.
What do you prefer, audiobooks?
I do.
Okay, why and when?
When I drive.
That's a great one. Now, are you a fan of listening to fiction in audiobook format?
I tried. Mm-hmm. It was harder than nonfiction.
I agree completely. I think I've gotten through maybe three.
Because of the like voice actors, and they kind of just ruin it for you.
Yeah. So there's a few that are amazing that are actually, I think, better as an audiobook. And I've tried to... Okay, so Lincoln and the Bardo, probably the most written about book from I want to say 17. It's a better audiobook than it is as a physical book. It's a little confusing if you read it with your eyes, but if you listen to it with your ears as opposed to listening to it with your eyes, you'll have those actors break it up. And they have a cast of something like 50 people. And one of the main ones is Nick Offerman. The other one is David Sedaris. Those are very different voices. It's very clear who's reading when. Another one is The Secret Diary of Laura Palmer, read by the actress that portrayed Laura Palmer. So hearing that versus reading that was a totally different experience. I read that like 15 years ago. I listened to that last year right before the new series. It was amazing.
Yeah.
You got anything to contribute buddy?
I really like that. I just got off on the wrong foot with audiobooks. The first audiobook I ever rented, I guess, was the Anarchist Cookbook. So
really? How old were you?
I just made that up.
Okay. I was actually excited to talk about the Anarchist Cookbook.
But now I'm
imagining
the Anarchist Cookbook, like,
hold on,
hosted by Paula Deen or something like that.
Okay. Jack, could you do me a favor right now?
Yeah, sure.
Could you search the Anarchist Cookbook to see if it's an audiobook?
We could probably get audio from it. Let's see.
Now
because
you're on
if
a
it's
list,
not
Jack.
An audiobook, I will be the official voice of the Anarchist Cookbook audiobook. Because who's going to stop me? You bunch of anarchists with copyrights? Figure it out, bro.
I like that.
I'm not seeing it.
This relates to two things that I wanted to bring up.
Jack's on a list right now.
Oh, who cares? Whatever. We're straight white men in America. No one cares about us. We're fine. We don't preach hate. It's fine. It's don't worry about anything. I don't like the people who are on a list. Who cares? I'm on a list saying cool people. I'm a cool person list.
Dang.
You know who else writes list? This guy in the room with me, Stephen Place.
Oh, my God. You brought it back.
I did bring it back. Stephen. Should I call you Stephen or Stephen? We've gone both. Your Twitter handle is Steve.
Oh, shit.
Your email is Steven.
Yeah.
On Brighty Shining Things, your credit is Steven. I've referred to you in both to your face. What do you prefer?
Honestly, I never noticed the difference.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
All right. Well,
Steve's fine.
But what do you prefer?
Yeah, Steve sounds... I feel like I feel more like a Steve.
You feel more like a Steve than
a
Steven.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you always go by Steven in high school and college? Is that why the email is Steven?
I really didn't pay attention to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you pay attention to?
Oh, man.
One thing. Just one thing. Anything in life.
General?
Anything in life that you're like, I'm on the, my finger's on the button to this. I'm on the pulse. I know what's going on.
DC music.
There we go. Set you up for that one. Okay, so
barely
this is
read that cue card.
Your fifth? Fifth time doing this?
Yeah, fifth. I missed a year because, I don't know, I was just
Well, do you want to tell people your day job or no?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I guess so. I guess I was one of BYT's first interns.
Mm-hmm. That's not your day job. No. You've been interning for about 7 years.
Kale?
Eight years now.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's how I got here, though. And actually, it really was a huge part of my life. The last, I guess, almost 10 years or so. But, yeah, so I run a small marketing company called Carillion that focuses mostly on the video game and entertainment industry with some advocacy work as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess music has just always been a passion of mine.
I think it's wonderful that didn't you do stuff with the White House? The current White House, the sitting White House.
The last
administration.
Yeah, put on the first White House esports tournament. That was cool. Shout out to Obama.
The fact that you just gave the first sincere, no joke shout out to President Barack Hussein Obama
I don't know.
Brought me so much joy. You know, that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, it was really cool.
It was a no girls allowed festival, is that correct?
It was a common misconception. The gender balance in gaming is pretty equal. We had an 8-hour long game-a-thon that was driving awareness for healthcare signups, healthcare.gov, had to bring it back. But we just had some like really great stories of people sharing, stories about mental health, physical health, cancer.
I just think that that's great. Wonderful, and I think that you don't get enough credit for the things that you do in that arena.
Thank you.
I think that video games are inherently fun. Video games are inherently controversial. No more different than the music scene. And the reason why I brought up the whole woman v man thing is Gamergate.
Yeah, yeah.
From the outside, and I'm an outsider when it comes to video games. It's definitely much more male-dominated, and that could just be the narrative and not the reality. Mm. And I think it's not that dissimilar to the music scene.
No,
and I think in this year's roundup, you did a very good job of representing not just men. I think that that's a good thing in this list. The first person that you focus on in the top 25 DMV hip hop artists to watch in 2018 is Rico Nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to get to Rico Nasty yet. Apologies. I want to talk about the title. Now,
oh my gosh.
Steve and I had a meeting about this piece about 2 months ago. Is that fair? I think it's about 2 months ago at this point. It was in the start of the new year. And I was like, I want to bring this back. We didn't do it in 2017. I love it because you write about a bunch of people that I don't know about. And you said, okay. So you sent me a draft of this about a month ago. Mm-hmm. We're like, we're going to run into the start of February. It's currently March 1st.
Jeez, where did the year go?
So I was very upset. Not upset. I was conflicted to run it with the title as it was. Because the title used to be what, Steve Place?
It used to be 25 artists to watch in the DMV or something.
Exactly. Like okay. Every year that you've done this, by the way, you've done this in 2013, 14, 15, 16, and now 18. So this is your fifth year out of 6 years that you've been doing it. I'd say it's majority hip hop, and the second level would probably be like dance and electronic, and then the third level would be R&B, and then the fourth level would be like pop vocalists that you've heard on The Voice, stuff like that, then rock and roll. Is that fair?
That's probably pretty fair.
Okay, so what is art? What is music? What is art? It's not just those categories, yeah. And that's why this year I tried to get you to write about fewer hip-hop artists and more other stuff. Does this make sense?
Yeah,
I was absolutely. Like thinking, okay, is there a country artist represented? Because there's country music in D.C. Is there any metal bands in this list? No, there's not. And that's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. But I think I did the wrong thing, which is try to encourage you to cut people out of this list and to add other people. And we went back on that for about a week and a half.
Yeah, yeah. It's really funny. This is, I wouldn't say controversial, but every time I put out this list, it always causes a stir.
Mm-hmm.
When people DM me or hit me up. And, it's really just one slice of you know, what's going around, on around here. And I think I try to heavily caveat that.
I think you do a good job with that. Yeah. And I also want to make it clear that if you've already written about someone in a previous list, they're not going to appear in this year's list.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
We want to shine lights. And that's why we link to all of the previous lists. Because, you know, it's like, hey, you didn't mention this person. Well, we've been raving about this person for 3 fucking years, and we've said nice things about him for 3 fucking years. Maybe they're in the list from 3 fucking years ago.
That's the best and worst part. Like, I just love linking, you know, people to that. And they're like, yeah, we wrote about them.
Yeah, we've said nice things about you. We are glad you still exist.
Yeah.
You're not a new person in 2018, no matter how many things you try to reinvent in yourself.
So on that, there are a few people that, you know, my favorite part of this is just like kind of watching people grow over the years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 4 or 5 years later, they might be a very different artist.
Absolutely.
Which is cool, but yeah.
Who do you have any examples from like maybe the 2013 or 2014 lists that have like completely evolved?
I off the top of my head, I'd say Uno Hype.
Okay. Okay.
He's an incredible artist who his first mixtape Be Good was just, I think, still one of the best mixtapes out there. He had like two features with Smoke Dizza that he just kind of ran laps around him. And now he's in a band called Gump, Give Us More Power, and they're like a kind of like hip hop rock band, and they're fucking awesome.
Okay. After Steven and I go back, and it's mostly me trying to force things that didn't belong. No, you're great. I decided, you know what? This is on me. I shouldn't try to make a writer change his taste. There's absolutely nothing wrong with his taste. What we should just do is change the title to make it more reflective of what the piece actually is. Hence the new name for this. The top 25 DMV hip-hop artists to watch in 2018. Now, there is an asterisk at hip-hop.
Yeah.
And you said you're not a fan of this asterisk. And the reason why there's an asterisk is because at the way bottom of the piece, I added an editorial note, we realize every artist on this list is not hip-hop. Hip-hop is the genre of music predominantly... what does it actually say? Predominantly displayed, showcased, whatever. Hence its name. That's it. There was no other problem with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my only problem was, like, just for consistency's sake, you know, just, you know, it'd be nice to have the same title. But I try to, you know, pick my
You didn't have a problem with... Well, after the title, and I said, I don't care, just because you did it the one way, that doesn't make it the right way. Number two, you had a problem with the asterisk specifically.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it just... I think there might have been some miscommunication. I just thought it was kind of lame.
Why is it lame? Why could punctuation be lame? Jack, were you going to weigh in on something?
I appreciated it.
You appreciate the asterisk?
Yeah, because I saw Ice Cold and I was like, wait a minute. And I was like, oh, wait, there's an asterisk.
There
okay,
we go.
It all makes sense.
There
okay.
we go.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
And like DJ Trays, like he's a DJ. He wins the Red Bull mix. He's a DJ. He's clearly a DJ.
Yeah.
If there was like a DJ list, he'd be the one of two people on it because it would only be two people from this list. Should he not be on this list? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that, like people like April and Vista and, you know, there were just some people that just did not fit.
I don't disagree completely. Did any of the artists that were included on this list have a problem with the title? I'm not asking your name names unless you want to.
Yeah, yeah. Some did mention it. But here's the thing. I think you guys would have just had more folks share it if it was just kind of...
You think so?
But here, on the other side of the thing, I did see one of the artists say that they appreciated having a list just dedicated to hip-hop.
Okay.
Because they thought it was a genre that didn't always get their own lists.
Oh, definitely. I mean, in terms of genres on Brighty Chunk Things, it's probably the number two... Actually, no. It's the number one genre we write about, but like the number two or three genre we review.
Mm.
We tend to review more of your indie rock stuff, but we tend to preview and highlight more hip-hop than anything else.
Yeah. And just as far as composition, too, you know, some years it's more one genre, some the other. I mean, a lot of it...
it's mostly always hip-hop. You're lying to yourself right now. Because if you look at the intro, intro, who are some of the people that you reference of like, hey, these are, just so you know, like we've referenced Goldlink. Is Goldlink rock and roll? No, Goldlink is not rock and roll.
Not yet. I'm just joking. I don't know.
Okay. Let's get to the actual list here.
Yeah.
Lead with Rico Nasty and Corbin Butler.
Yeah.
Feel free to play either one of these, Jack. I don't care. I like both. There's a caveat with both of these artists. They're both part-time DMV residents. Did you notice that?
Part-time?
Yes.
You mean as far as like...
They split locations.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people do that.
Okay, but these are two... Did you lead the list with these two because
No, no. I usually honestly try to lead the list with some of my favorite artists.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, clear why you led with Rico Nasty.
I fucking love Rico Nasty. I've been following her for a while. I'm really glad during Insecure she got like a lot of features on there. Mm-hmm. And Corbin Butler, like that song is fucking great too.
Okay, let's move on to someone I really like. Is it Nucci?
Yeah, yeah.
Could you play Nucci? It's the third one in. Nucci is the first one that's actually from DC proper.
True.
And actually lives in DC proper, does not split his time. How did you find out about Nucci?
I don't even know.
He's a young man.
Twitter and Instagram.
So is that how you're finding out about artists?
Yeah, yeah. Just okay. Honestly, I like I said, as you know, I'm kind of a pretty hermity. So yeah, I just
you're hermity, but like every single time I see any photos from Velvet Lounge and there's a hip hop show, you seem to be there.
That might be true.
So you're not exactly a hermit here. You've left your house today. You know seemingly everyone. Ooh, when I told the people before who was on the show, they go, "Oh, we know Steve." People know you. Why is this a bad thing?
Yeah. What was it?
I don't know.
I think between SoundCloud, Twitter, mm-hmm. and Instagram is usually where I find most of my music.
Okay. If you're going to recommend one artist from this list that isn't at the level of Rico Nasty.
Well, one other thing.
Oh, please, yes.
I listen to like pretty much anything anyone sends me.
Okay.
And like, my girlfriend hates it. I'll just listen to terrible stuff.
Oh, cool.
And
cool.
I'll really give it, you know, a chance. So
if you're a terrible artist listening, you specifically send it to Steve Place.
Yeah, that didn't come out right.
You want to turn one person on to the sound, whatever's the most representative sound of DC right now. Who do you recommend on this list?
I have no idea.
Perfect. I'm glad I have the expert for DMV hip hop on the show.
You know,
here's someone.
Here's not controversial, but I mean, I could pick all of these people. I would actually say, sounds weird, but like El Cousteau.
I liked El Cousteau.
I was going to say El Cousteau too.
Did you play that video? Yeah, this is a fun video. This is one of the most fun videos. Well, I pulled up looking sweet. I know it made you sick. Oh, bagging ass bitch make me sick. There's one artist on here that I really don't like.
Oh, man.
Do you want to guess who it is? Jack, do you want to guess who it is?
Oof, I don't want to.
Okay, good.
Before you say that, though, I found El Cousteau through an Instagram video. I saw one of his shows that was fucking nuts. And that's why I would pick him,
because
I feel like he has some good energy.
I don't know anything about Lil Nye.
Oh, yeah.
He's very fun. Yeah. His video is only 120, is 1 minute and 21 seconds. That's very, very short.
I know.
It's great.
You're like, I need more.
Yeah.
Can we play a little of that?
You could play the whole song, probably. Yeah. It's great.
And it's over.
This is a fun song. This is a fun...
Why can't I find it? Where's
he's the guy with the Knicks jersey on, below Ari Lennox and above Blase. You find it?
I'm slow over here.
Oh, that's Blaze. We got to talk
about. Oh, we're going to talk about Blaze.
Oh, is he the one?
He is clearly the one.
Oh, my God.
But let's focus on something I like, which is Lil Nye. Lil Nye?
Lil Nye?
Yeah,
here we go. Whoa, whoa, I be smoking flavors up out of
vapor. You ain't talking paper, I see you later. He's a fan of skateboard ramps and dollar bills on skateboard ramps. Seppi's made up
out of gator, big bitch a cake. Yeah, this is great.
It's fun. Okay, Blase.
It's Blaze.
No, it's Blase.
Wow.
What is, why do you, I think I know why you like Blase.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack, do you know who Blase is?
I'm seeing for the first time now.
Okay, so, could you guess just what I think and why I don't
like... Yeah, I mean, they're like...
Keep in mind, I'm a 35-year-old white man that's married.
Right, and he's holding San Pellegrino, and there are like heart emojis coming out of his face.
And it's a song about...
It's a song about what is this, Kardashian or
something?
No, it's Dua Lipa.
There we go. I think that's... We just showed our age differences.
Yeah.
So she's the one that you might know from a Samsung commercial.
Oh, of course.
Her stuff is good, actually. She's got one of the best videos of 2017. Huh. What's that video? Don't let him, whatever. And then, oh, God, I sound my age. It's wonderful. This is a gimmick song.
Yes, this is a gimmick song.
So why waste a pick on a gimmick when you could have highlighted another? Okay, please tell me.
I will. So I just wanted to get him on this list as early as possible.
Oh, you think he's going to be a big deal?
He will 100%.
Well, because he got Dua's attention.
Yeah.
Is that necessarily a good thing, though?
I mean, he... So, backstory. I met Blaze when he was, I think he just dropped out of college, actually. He was going to AU. If I made
I like this person even less.
If I made that up, I probably did. I'm sorry.
I've just been saying negative things about this one person, and you're like, I am so sorry.
Like, Blaze, born on Krypton.
Okay, so you met him after he stopped going to AU.
Yeah, yeah. He was, he was working with this studio, Indigo Studio, in Maryland. In they were producing for a lot of rappers like Butch Dawson and Uno Hype. I think maybe like they're putting out these EPs with a bunch of local artists, and they were fucking great.
Cool.
And his whole team just had really talented people kind of like always around them, which I think is something that is, we can talk about this later, but I think a healthy music ecosystem has kind of these areas where talent is growing. Kind of watch him build over the years, and some of the artists he's working with are just
Blaze or the people.
Blaze, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, Blaze. So he works with this artist Oliver Tree. Do you know this guy?
I do not.
I'm fucking obsessed with this guy.
Is Oliver on the list?
He's not. I don't think he's. No, he's not from around here.
Okay,
but I do know Blaze is working on some really good stuff, and
he has stuff that isn't just gimmicky tributes to Dua. Yeah.
But he also deserves a medal for this. She reposted it on Instagram.
Why is that a good thing?
Oh my gosh! I mean,
Jack, you want to weigh in on this, or am I the only villain here?
No, I'm with you.
I would do anything to get Dua Lipa's attention.
Why? You have a girlfriend. Seriously, like, what do you think the end
she
result
is? She loves podcasts, too.
What's the end result of any of this fandom?
Marketing. Like,
who cares? But what's the point?
He shot his shot, and
great,
I can't
now
believe
what?
It worked.
Who cares? But, like, what's the point?
I guess just, I think for artists that are trying to get attention, and, it's not going to be 0-60. You need these small wins. You need to build momentum for your next win.
Okay.
And I thought it was a really smart move.
I don't think that you're in the minority.
Yeah.
I think that Blaze definitely did the right thing to the majority of people. Does Blaze's actual music, is this indicative of this gimmick song?
No.
So, if I'm going to listen to Blaze and I hear the Dua song and I was like, oh, I like the Dua song, am I going to be off by all of the stuff that isn't?
No, I don't think so.
You're not going to be put off?
No.
Okay, you're going to be maybe into it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
But I see your point. I could have done him a disservice.
I don't think you've done him a disservice. I think he's done him a disservice.
No, I mean, but you're like,
he's also forever going to be known now as like this guy.
Exactly.
No.
How are you not going to be known as that guy that did the emoji video for Dua? The one that Dua shared. How do you break
That's
out of that?
That's always like his first shot
in the
game,
I think it works with like his brand and like his team too. They're just kind of like really creative out there, guys.
This is coming up every single week. I hate brands, man. Okay.
Brands.
Do you think Callie would have done this? Do you think Goldlink would have done this? And do you think that either of them, if they did this, would be at the position that they're at now?
Okay. So here's another thing.
Those are two artists that you wrote about in 2014. That's why I mentioned those two specific artists.
BYT, I mean, I think was one of Kali's first interviews that I did. I think maybe ever.
Does Kali have a gimmick song? Joke song?
No.
Okay. Does Goldlink?
No.
I would argue that those are the two biggest people that you've ever profiled well before they became huge.
But this is actually a common thread, and I was literally talking about this the other day in regards to Blaze. Is like, I remember early on, you know, talking to Collier or talking to Goldlink, and I can't describe it other than that they had a vision that I couldn't see or no one else could really understand, but it was just so clear. Even early on, like Collier's artistic direction, she would talk about, like, the videos she would shoot for Table for Two. Like, she directed and did all that stuff. Drunken Babble, I think, was one of her first EPs. Stuff that I just probably would have done something differently. But they had this very clear vision. And I got that same vibe from Blaze early on. It's like, I don't necessarily understand what you're doing.
Okay.
But
you're like an early investor. You don't necessarily understand the product, but you love all the engineering that goes into it. I've been watching a lot of Shark Tank.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about someone who's like very protective of that vision, and they're not going to let other people dilute it.
Okay, could you think of one example this is up to you too, Jack, of any artist ever that broke through with art. This is a gimmick song. Let's not pretend that it's not. It's a smart thing to do if you want just the reshare. And he did it. Good for him. But is there an artist that that was introduced with a joke, because this is a joke, and became not a joke?
Okay,
anyone.
I don't want to say Eminem. That doesn't really...
No, Eminem's kind of, but not really.
No, not really.
Because also Eminem, like, won battles and had multiple records.
Right. That
doesn't
make sense.
That song was very violent. Yeah. It was a goofy video. You could do goofy, but it wasn't, like, specifically about...
What's the guy's name? Lil Dicky. That
Lil
dude.
Dicky, okay. Gang.
So there is an example.
I don't really like that guy.
I can't stand him, but I mean,
but he broke
he made
through.
A career out of it.
Okay.
Kind of.
So I want good things for these artists.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want anyone to not be able to pay their rent with what they love to do. But come on.
I mean, I'll say I
like literally everyone else on this list more than Blaze. Somebody's got to be at the bottom.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? You know, it's here's the other thing about people who I think make lists and I guess want to be tastemakers or I think they're trying to fill a role that doesn't need to be filled and doesn't really exist.
Well, thanks for writing this list. I really appreciate it for five of the last 6 years.
You know, if you're in a position where you can kind of showcase the hard work that someone's been doing and I think that's always more beneficial than tearing folks down or using too much of your filter as far as like curation.
Have you said one bad word about anyone ever on this website or in orbit? Like, have you ever?
No, I don't think that's my place, though.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like I'm like the Jimmy Fallon.
I fucking hate Jimmy
very
Fallon.
Local.
Jimmy Fallon is a problem and a plague.
No, I agree.
Because without, okay, there's a wonderful site, wonderful group of people called Everything is Terrible.
Yeah.
And the promise is Everything is Terrible. If everything is terrible, nothing could be that great. Therefore, everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. My thing is, there are clear-cut bad things and clear-cut good things. And by acknowledging the bad things, it elevates the good. And it maybe will shut down the bad things. And yes, I understand that we're getting into, like, not arts here. But is racism a good thing or a bad thing,
it's
Steve?
Terrible.
Okay, great. So that will elevate the thing that isn't bad. You see what I mean here? And I think it's similar to art. Now, once again, like I said before, I want every artist to pay to be able to pay their rent by doing what they love.
I guess bringing it back... To this, the people I don't like in I guess the scene is just people who bring other people down unnecessarily.
Like me. Okay, so now, I want to make it clear. Here's what I want you to do for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to send me a Blaze song that isn't like a joke.
Maybe we can get him to premiere his...
I don't care about that. I just want to... I want you to turn me on to Blaze.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think the fact that you like this guy and you see something from this guy and you've written about a lot of people that I like now only because of you, I think I could like this guy.
Okay.
And I understand that you included this video. This was your representation of
him. Yeah, I could like talk about
it. I get
it. Yeah.
I get it. And I would be...
Like a DMs joke about Dua Lipa, you know, like something
sure.
like that.
Yeah. Sure. That's fun. Okay. So I want you to do that, and we're going to include... could you name one Blaze song off the top of your head?
Well, here's the thing. His project isn't out yet.
Oh, this is the only song that people could hear.
That's,
okay.
That's the other...
So once something is ready, I want to play it on this radio show, because I want to like this kid.
Blaze,
and how old
listening?
Is he?
Oh.
Is he like a... He's a young...
25.
He's a kid then. He's a young person. Yeah. Okay, good. I got 10 years on him. He's a kid. Yeah. I want to like this guy. But I really liked the third person, the early Nucci.
Yeah, Nucci.
Nucci's probably my favorite from the list. I'm glad you made this list.
Nucci.
There's lots of good on this list.
We haven't talked about lots of these people.
I know.
Ari Lennox, she's just like just an angel.
Yeah. Great. Thanks for naming mythical shit that doesn't exist. What we're gonna do is we're gonna take a quick break
and we're gonna
come back with Best Weekend Bets, and Jack's gonna play a little bit of whatever the hell he wants to play.
Yo, boss, gotta take my break.
What break? You can take a quick five as you get that trash and sweep that lot.
I'm trying to make a way. I'm trying to make a way. I'm trying to make a way. I'm trying to. I'm trying to make a way. Hit the bank so ends can meet. Hit the bank. I'm trying to make a way. Hit the bank so ends can meet. Yeah, I'm trying to make a way, hit the bank so ends can meet. Feed my family, if you don't grind, you weak.
That was me about a year ago. Scared to be a weirdo. Tripping off the endo, yeah. Tripping off the endo, yeah. They screaming earth the mojo. Really going loco. Man, people really loco. Only fucking with you for the promo. I don't know what you talking about. If it ain't music or money, honey. I'm
too Jack.
Money.
Yes.
Who was that?
Odd Mojo.
And you can find that list on BritishYoungThings.com, top 25 DMV artists.
Odd Mojo is wonderful. She's been in here twice for two different shows, and she's just got great energy.
See?
Love her.
We like good things or recommending good things.
Good energy.
Every Thursday at noon on BritishYoungThings.com, we post our best weekend bets. We also do it for New York City. Gay events in Washington, D.C., and Chicago, Illinois. This week's Best Weekend Bets, a little new format here. We have a brand new website, so we're working on our mailing list, and my boss, Cale, did a really good job repackaging the Best Weekend Bets for this week. I want to specifically thank Jack for coughing into a mic, and I want to
I left the mic on. Whoops.
And I want to thank everyone that was vacuuming the lobby for the first segment of our show. Yeah. That was really cool.
They're polishing.
I'd also
the floor,
like to thank the last rolling hot dog at the counter at 7-Eleven.
You thought that was going to pop. You thought we were all going to giggle and say, that's funny,
Steve.
Fucked
it up.
Everyone thinks everything is funny. No, sometimes jokes fail. Sometimes songs aren't good. We have to highlight the good in the world. I'm playing.
Do you
the
think
role
that, that the 7-Eleven was like the Dua Lipa of jokes?
No, because here's the thing. I think I really like Dua Lipa, number one. And I think 7-Eleven absolutely has its place. And I will never make fun of 7-Eleven, nor people that shop at 7-Eleven. Just because it's not for me necessarily doesn't mean it's not for you. Just because I want it at 3 a.m. doesn't mean I want it at 3 p.m.
I eat a lot of 7-Eleven. And I'll just say their pizza is unreasonably soft and cheesy.
That's a very fun way to describe their pizza. Is that your go-to?
Go-to.
At 7-Eleven.
Or a big bite. I mean, that's kind of
okay. So here's the thing: I have regional picks for 7-Eleven. Jack, I really want you to chime in on this. The first time I was ever in New York City and I couldn't find a 7-Eleven, I was very upset because I really wanted a Slurpee for some reason.
Mm.
This is like 18 years ago. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
7-Elevens are everywhere. I have regional picks. My picks for Washington D.C. are Jamaican patties.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
And the Utz Party Mix chip bag.
Hmm.
Only the party mix.
That's a regional thing?
Yeah, because you can't find the Utz mix in Chicago.
Oh, is that what it has, like the off-brand Cheetos?
No, it's yeah, and the pretzels, and they're like, and their version of corn chips.
Yeah.
It's to die for.
The Jamaican patty is, that's a great pick.
You cannot find the Jamaican patty.
That's true.
In New York, you cannot find it.
Which
in
is
Chicago.
Weird because there are tons of Jamaican patties all over New York.
Do you
not
have
7-Eleven?
So do you have a regional pick for when you're at 7-Eleven? Do either of you, or are you just classic big bites?
DC, I'll say I agree that the pizza was surprisingly good.
Really? You know, I'm not a fan
never
of
had
the pizza
it in my life until I moved here.
I'm glad people are enjoying the pizza.
It was fresh. It was like $6 for the whole pie. I was great, drunk. Yeah. I brought it home. It was great.
Have you ever had wings?
Yeah, they're good. They're really good.
And you're saying they're good.
So-so.
They're so-so. Okay. Here's the thing. Do you like wings?
Oh, yeah, I like wings.
Yeah, I like wings.
But 1 to 10, Steve, how much do you like wings?
I'd say 9.
9, okay.
I could eat wings every day.
I'll be fair and say like 7.
They and I'm like a 5. So that's why I'm like, I'm not going to get the wings at 7-Eleven.
There's something questionable, though, because they're really good. So you're like, they're clearly spraying something.
Sure,
like
sure.
Heating this up in the toilet or something. Like, it's... but they're delicious.
All right, so we're pro 7-Eleven on this radio
go
show.
Go there this weekend. Just
yeah, you can. There's one across the street from Full Service Radio.
That's true.
At the Line Hotel. How often do you see people bringing in 7-Eleven?
I don't notice it, but I'll tell you, when I stayed here at the Line Hotel during previews, I got a big bag of stuff from 7-Eleven and brought it back to the room. But I went in the other entrance so that people didn't see me walking through the lobby.
You never
with
travel
it.
With 7-Eleven. Like, 7-Eleven lasts between when you buy it and wherever you go.
That's a fascinating
it's
point.
Always gone.
That negates the pizza thing, though. Because Jack's saying he took a whole pizza home. Are you buying it by the slice or are you buying it by the pie?
I usually buy the slice. I'm not on that line payroll.
You don't get that line money.
This was in. This was pizza. To be fair. This was right off Benning Road, like before the bridge, northeast.
Okay.
So,
Best Weekend Bets number one pick for all 4 days: 7-Eleven. Just go nuts, go crazy. We're big fans of 7-Eleven. If we could get a sponsorship from 7-Eleven, we're all in. We've already established that my favorite fast food in the world is Taco Bell, so I'm always running for the border.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick Kalayla at 9:30 Club tonight. No, that'll be. You want that to be your pick?
Yeah.
If you could explain to me why people should see Kalayla tonight at 9:30 Club, that will be your pick.
And I don't get another pick?
Unless you want another pick.
Oh, no, you take...
Okay,
you
I'll take Kalila at 930 Club.
Is it Kalila?
It's Kalila at 930 Club, okay. And Blaze is opening up for Kalila.
Damn.
No, I think that's definitely the show of the night in D.C. No, it's not. I mean, it's a very, very, very good
that.
Show.
I agree with that.
For the opposite sound, I'm going to recommend the Mesthetics. It's made up of Brendan Conti and Joe Lally. That's the rhythm section of Fugazi. And Anthony Pirog, he's a wonderful, amazing guitarist. He's played my other show, You, Me, Them, Everybody, multiple times. He's also part of a duo, Janelle and Anthony. They're at Dew Drop In. So you could see three white men, two of which were in Fugazi, at a small bar. Or you could see the future of music at the 930 Club.
Dang.
Those are my two picks. And I like both picks pretty much equally. Like Kalila, that. By the way, is going to be at Pitchfork. That was announced yesterday.
Oh,
so.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Do we get to claim Kalila? She's born here, right? She's from.
So here's the thing. There's so many artists that you could have included on this list that don't live here currently.
That's true.
I mean, if you wanted to do an all-time, that would be fun.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast, the controversy.
We could do that. We should actually have you do a feature of... 25 hours to come on our DMV that do not claim the DMV as their home.
That went here for an 8th grade field trip.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so who's your pick for picks, Thursday, March 1st?
So Thursday, I would say, I would say Kalila. Let's see. Or this Philips After 5 series.
There we go.
Sounds pretty cool. With I Saw the Sign, it's an exploration of the art of Paul Klee. Swedish pop group Ace of Base.
You're stealing my words that I wrote every week for Best Weekend Bets on the website. Friday, March 2nd, I'm going to recommend... It's going to be historic wins. Did you hear that, Jack? Historic wins. The reason I mention this is because the Line Hotel put full-service radio in the lobby. So as soon as you walk in, you see the radio station. I'm convinced that tomorrow something's going to break one of these like 30 windows you have here.
Wow.
In the office. It's supposed to be historic wins.
All right.
You're in beautiful Adams Morgan with nothing protecting you from the outside.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to actually let you go first, Steve Place. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so Friday, March 2nd in Washington, D.C., we are recommending from Brightest Young Things Radio, Steve Place's pick, which
all right,
is...
I'm going off menu. Oh, shit. No, I found the one.
Okay, what is it?
The Baltimore Symphony Orchestra
there we go.
Performs The Harry Potter in the Prisoner of Azkaban, trademarked. In concert at the Meyerhoff. This is a good trademarked performance, so it must be good.
There you go. I'm going to recommend myself because I'm a mark for myself. You, Me, Them, Everybody returns to the Wonderland Ballroom on Friday, March 2nd, along with Allison Lane. She was just here at Full Service Radio hosting GTFO Radio. Heywood Turnipsey Jr. will also be there. Brand new comic friend, old comic friends on that show. It'll be fun. That's at 7:30 at the Wonderland Ballroom. And then... something very interesting, and I love that there's more and more events like this. This is at Right Proper Brewing. They're going to be screening the 1922 film Hexen, Witchcraft Through the Ages. That's already cool because it's a brewery. It's a film from 1922. The reason why I like it is a twofold. Number one, this was a controversial film when it came out. Anytime you can screen controversial and or previously banned films, that's a good thing. Number two, it's going to have a live score done by the Literals Drone Ensemble. So anytime you can see a film that's live scored, it's instantly more interesting. If you've never done it, I highly recommend it. There's usually about one a weekend. A lot of the times they're free. I think this is a free event. Mm. If not, it's still very, very cheap. National Gallery of Art always does it. But this one, tomorrow night, Friday, March 2nd, if you're new to D.C. for the first time, I think this is a great event. Go to Right Proper Brewing. See one of D.C.'s finest breweries. See a very, very old film and see a very, very young band do a live score.
Nice.
Saturday, March 3rd, our first Saturday in the month of March in Washington, D.C. Steve, what is your pick?
I'm going off menu here.
Great.
Go see Black Panther in 4D.
Okay. What the hell are you talking
okay,
about?
Apparently, like, they, like, the chairs shake, and they, like, blow probably, like, compressed gross air in your face, and it's supposed to be great.
Okay. Where could you see it?
I think it's just the Chinatown, what is it?
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
There's going to be, like, a line there, like, I just made that up, though.
I'm going to recommend something completely free.
Cool.
And then I'm going to recommend something very expensive. But they're both worth it. Saturday, March 3rd is Women's History Day and Daughters of the American Revolution. The museum, they're going to be hosting events throughout the entire day. They're all free. And one of the events is a badge-earning opportunity for Girl Scouts. So I think this is the first time in British Things history where we're recommending an event where Girl Scouts can earn a badge. So celebrate Women's History Month at the Daughters of the Auditors of the American Revolution Museum. And then the very not cheap event is the 14th annual Brewers Ball at the National Building Museum. I've gone to this in the past. It's a wonderful, wonderful event, and you could try the smallest of breweries from around the area. I had one of my favorite beers I've ever had from this about 4 years ago. I've never been back since. It's this like I never been back to the brewery since. It's in Virginia. It's like 3 hours away. It's not near anything. It's super metal. Like all of their beers are metal themed, and their fonts are incredibly difficult to read. They're all about 8%, and they're the darkest of the darkest beers. Amazing stuff. That's the kind of stuff you'll find at this event. Just hard to find, wonderful. It's not cheap. So it's a free event, and that's a very not free event. Sunday, March 4th in Washington, D.C., or thereabout. Steve, what are you recommending?
I am going to recommend watching the College Squash Association's individual championships at Squash on Fire.
Now, have you ever played squash?
Hell no.
I've played squash. We wrote an article about it. It's the most fun.
Really?
It's the Jack, have you played squash?
Nope.
Okay. There needs to be a situation where the DC Public Parks invests in a squash court because squash is remarkably expensive. Playing at Squash on Fire is not cheap. If this sport was like just if you ran in Rock Creek Park and all of a sudden you saw three walls and there was an easy way to play, you would love it. It's some of the best cardio.
Interesting.
And you never feel like you really determine. It's like ping pong. But a human being is running around. It's so much fun.
My image of squash is always like that movie trope where like the angry boss invites his like new upstart.
You're absolutely right.
To
you're
play
absolutely
squash.
Right. And guess what? That's who's currently playing squash. That's bullshit. It's great.
He's like, let me take off my Rolex and ignore my wife.
Exactly. You're not wrong.
Dang.
they've done a good job in film and television throughout history when portraying squash. It doesn't have to be that way. It is so much fun. The cost is just, the barrier to entry is so high. I think that's why like your stereotype.
What costs so much?
The court time.
Oh, what?
The court time and the rackets are not cheap, and there's like special shoes. But you could just play in like with a cheap racket and tennis shoes and be fine.
Yeah.
It's all
some street squash.
That's what I'm saying. But the problem is access.
Yeah.
It's like anything else in life. Cool. I know that sounds weird, but the problem with squash is the problem with pretty much everything else in life.
There it is.
It's if you don't have access to it, you can't do it. It's not complicated. Anyways. Blaze, I just want you to know I don't hate you. I want good things from you.
Love you, Blaze.
He said that. I don't love you yet. I think we could get there. It is the Oscars, so I'll recommend two things, but it counts as one pick. If you want to do the fancy, super-duper expensive thing, I recommend the W because they're having their fancy, like, get dressed up, watch the Oscars, drink a Lady Bird-inspired cocktail on the roof.
Oh, my God.
If you want that, you know, good for you, not for me. You know what I mean? The thing that I would do if you want to watch the Oscars in public is go to the Looking Glass Lounge for their very low key. They're just going to be drinking the leftover champagne brunch because it's a Sunday. So there you go. There's no problem with anything.
That's fine.
Who's your pick?
For what?
The best film, best picture.
It's a great question. Who's yours?
I don't even know who's.
I think they're going to do Get Out. I actually do.
I mean, could you pull up the Vegas odds right now?
Ooh, I'll try. Hold on.
I was going to say The Shape of Water, because it's been nominated for so many, and I think I've seen 8 of the 10. It's definitely the best film of the year. It's definitely not the most fun. Previous to the James Franco stuff, The Disaster Artist was the most fun film. Since then, I, Tonya is the most fun film, and I realize there's a ton of domestic violence in there, but there's also a ton of comedy in there, and it's super fun. I hope Margot Robbie wins.
I knew you would like that.
I'd like I, Tonya.
Yeah, it's great.
I think Get Out is like the third best film of the year.
Three Billboards is the Vegas favorite, followed by Shape of Water, and then Get Out.
Yeah, I'm gonna if
the
I
Pulse
I would agree.
Is on here?
Yeah, wait, hold on.
It
stop,
felt like
on.
An audiobook.
Did you
I
see
just,
it?
Like, I fell asleep, okay. And it was just playing in the background. I was like, did I just read this?
All right, see, that's one of the few I haven't seen, so I can't judge. But I would agree with Vegas right now. I think Three Billboards is... I want Shape of Water to win. I'd be super happy if Get Out won. Three Billboards is going to win.
What was Shape of Water about? Just
it's about a lot of things. And okay. I think that was one of its problems. There was two trailers that were very, very different that portrayed very, very different films. It's about a mute woman who falls in love with a creature, essentially the creature from the Black Lagoon, and they kind of run away together, kind of, sort of. She tries to run away with him. I'm trying not to give anything away, but so there's stuff about racism.
Yeah.
There's stuff about McCarthyism. There's stuff about homosexuality. There's stuff about
modern dating.
Kind of, not really. I don't think it gets to modern day. It's gorgeous. It's a Guillermo del Toro film. It's amazing. It's kind of for everyone, which is a bad thing to say. Because Get Out, what's Get Out? It's a horror movie that's based around racism. That's a super easy pitch. What's I, Tonya about? It's about a woman that was always beaten down, so somebody beat up somebody else for her. Like, it's that simple. Shape of Water is very vague. Anyways, my final pick for Sunday, I'm going to recommend Jeezy at the Fillmore Silver Spring. Jeezy is also part of our Your Best March feature, which just went up on brightestyoungthings.com. We have 31-plus events that we've recommended throughout the month of March. I forget how popular things are and how popular this city becomes in March due to the Cherry Blossom Festival. Mm. Now, Jack, is this your second year living in Washington, D.C.?
This is.
During the Cherry Blossom Festival?
Yes.
Do you notice that it's like all of a sudden so much more tourist-friendly?
Oh, yeah. I like didn't do anything last year during the festival.
Jack, have you noticed that during the Cherry Blossom Festival, your eyes and just nasal passages start revolting?
Yes, I also noticed
that. Did you have allergies?
I got them last year.
Oh, yes, no.
Same. I never had allergies my whole life.
Never had allergies. Yeah, and then I was like,
I'm with you, dude.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Well, the peak bloom is supposed to be on March 25th, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
I think the schedule is announced, I think, today, actually, for the entire festival. But anyways, thanks for listening to Brightest Young Things Radio, BYT Radio. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Please give us a 5-star review, or don't review at all, because that's just mean. Listen to us every Thursday at noon on Full Service Radio. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful night.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts, covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.